Hey, Block 7001, over.
Hey, 7001, I got that request to talk. How can I help?
Is it mandatory to write a report if there's no damage to the vehicle? You probably just threw a small rock. I know it has to be written out today if I go back, and my son's at. I need to pick up my son on time from my mom's.
Yeah, if we request a report, it means that I just want to make sure that we're documenting the situation as your supervisor. That's just something that we want to do to cover both you and, if there was damage found on the bus and then it didn't get reported, that could be assigned to the next operator driving that bus. It's really just for documentation purposes. If you cannot, and I should have made sure you were clear of this before, if you cannot fill it out because of a time constraint issue today, just let your station agent or manager know that you're going to be filling it out the next time you come in.
Is this an incident they got to, like, look at, and is there any way I get in trouble for it, or is it, I don't know, understand how it works. I've never been in this situation. Except for one time where a guy was hitting my init screen when I first started.
No, it's more documenting their bad behavior. This isn't about you. This is about the person that was on your bus causing problems.
Yeah, I just don't want to, get in trouble or anything either. I'm okay. All right, thanks. I'll try to fill it out before I leave earlier then.
No worries. You are fine. Again, we just are trying to document these situations as they come across more. That way we have kind of established a pattern of behavior with those people that are out there in the system. So again, not about you. If you can't fill it out today, not a huge deal. Just let your station agent know when you get back.
All right. Thank you. And reminder again to get a $2 Powerball ticket. It's at $2 trillion now.
Truly noted. Thank you. I will be stopping by there on the way home. Thank you. Have a good day. At 11:11.